What's going on, everybody? It's Patrick, Zach, and Karma. We're the products of public school, and it's time for a shorty.
All right, so have you guys heard about all these crazy food recalls lately?
I've seen quite a few of them for buffalo chicken taquitos.
Yeah, well, okay, so that is exactly what I was going to bring up.
Which I have a bad history of, buffalo chicken taquitos.
Eating them
or after? At the trade show.
We
just discussed this a couple shows ago.
Yeah, that was a very painful experience for you. So the USDA is saying do not, under any circumstance, eat taquitos or chimichangas. Do you want to know why?
Is there going to be some sort of wood, rubber, or plastic in there? Or is it going to be glass?
It is plastic that actually looks like
That's
chicken. So
plastic that looks like chicken?
Which is probably pretty much all plastic, right?
It's any kind of a chicken nugget.
Right. So I thought it'd be a really fun shorty if I go to the FDA website and I will read the name of the recalled item. You guess the recalled reason.
What's located in the item?
The reason it was recalled.
Okay, all right. Gotcha.
All right. Are you guys ready?
You ready, Zach?
I am ready.
Okay. So first, we have blue cheese salmon burgers.
Salmonella. E. coli. I'm sorry. E. coli. That's mine.
Rat poop.
Okay.
Rat poop is a common thing.
No points right here because the answer is wheat.
Wheat? They got wheat in there? How does wheat get into blue cheese salmon?
That's why it's recalled, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a filler?
Soybean kind of thing? Was it? How does wheat get in there? I guess people are allergic to wheat, though, so
Wait,
you can't do that.
Would that be the gluten? Sawdust? No, that wouldn't be wheat.
That would be wood. Sawdust.
It's got to be filler. It has to be, right?
Or they were making flour next to it.
Chunks of wheat? Chunks?
It's accidentally in it, though. So, I mean, it's not like they're purposely putting it in there.
Right, right.
That's what they said, though.
Okay, so now...
Yeah, that's what they say.
Non-dairy, almond-based frozen dessert.
Okay, you got to run that by me one more time. Non-dairy...
Almond-based frozen dessert.
So if we just try to tackle the name of that, if it's non-dairy almond-based.
Yes.
So it's going to be, it's a dessert, so it's going to be like almond milk.
That's exactly what I'm thinking, frozen.
Right.
Parasites.
Ooh.
I'm going to say plastic.
No, cashews.
Oh, they got nuts in there somehow. Apparently,
is it almond a nut?
Yeah.
So. Almond-based. It doesn't mean that it's an almond. Almond-based means it's just a base of an almond.
Cashews with the almonds, accidentally?
They put too much of an expensive nut in there, so they're recalling them.
Yeah, cashews are way better.
Well, cashews are good.
Well, yeah. See, I don't know if almond-based means if you have a tree nut allergy, does almond-based mean something that you can have? Because it's only almond-based.
Oh, I don't...
Because I'm lactose intolerant, and I drink the lactaid stuff.
That's me too.
That's milk-based.
Yeah.
It's not completely milk. It just takes the enzyme out of it.
I don't know.
So almond-based, maybe.
But it wasn't supposed to contain cashews, and it does.
Well, or if nuts, at least, too.
Now, here's a good one, guys. Watermelon CBD oil. Why is
because
it recalled?
Because it contains THC. They didn't filter it properly.
Pesticides.
Ooh, see? You might be right on that one, Zach. You actually...
Super high levels of lead.
Ouch!
Ooh, that's probably from... Something like that.
Yeah.
Or when they're heating it up to extract the oil out of it, they had it in a lead-based container, apparently.
We have Thompson International red, yellow, white, and sweet onions.
E. coli. Do you have a guess, Zach?
Nope.
Salmonella.
Oh, salmonella? Okay. That's close to E. coli, though.
It really is. It definitely is.
It's in the same kind of, area for foodborne illnesses.
Dried fruit mix by Giant Eagle.
Wood.
Fruit mix?
Yes.
Yeah, there's going to be wood in there. That's why it got recalled.
I agree with that.
You're close.
Oh.
It's peanuts.
Peanut. It's not close at all. What do you mean?
It's not wood.
Have you ever eaten a peanut at all?
Yes, they're very good.
It tastes like wood.
I like the shell, too.
Oh, you're one of those people that eat the wooden shell?
Yeah, it's great.
I used to try that way back in the day, but then it's just weird.
Yeah, I can't
see that. It's a little rough.
It is rough.
It's probably great fiber, though.
Oh, yeah. You'll be shit great for days.
All hand sanitizers made by Real Clean Distributors.
That is, I've seen a lot of hand sanitizer recalls, in a lot of the poisonous or toxic hand sanitizers, but I never actually clicked on the article to actually read what was wrong with them.
You should have.
Why? What's in them?
Well, do you want to guess, Zach?
I mean, it's alcohol and aloe.
Right. Like, why would there be anything else
instead?
It is undeclared wood oil, like the oil that you use to polish your furniture with.
Like
some,
Pledge.
Some end dust.
Yeah, it's
Pledge.
It's in there for some very bizarre reason.
Your hands are shiny like wood, I guess. I don't know. That seems like that might be toxic, right? For humans to just constantly be rubbing into their skin.
It's not supposed to be a
in there, right?
Skin
how do they,
thing.
How do you think they found it in there? They just noticed that, like, the wood oil was dumping into it, and they're like, that whole batch is just unscrewed, but we've already shipped it out.
Yeah, that's super, super bizarre.
It would probably not be clear, either.
You would think that it would be yellowish.
Yeah, it's all cloudy.
Right?
Yellow.
Smells like oranges. So strange. Right. Okay, eye drops.
Ooh, I'm going to go with, there's alcohol in there.
Ooh.
On accident. Because that would burn your eyes, wouldn't that? I would think so.
Hmm. I don't know.
Pieces of wood or plastic are in the eye drops.
Milk.
How does that happen?
I know.
You try to figure out, is it somebody
with
that's
the same building? They're making this stuff?
That's the questions I have, because is it somebody eating their lunch over the vat of Visine that's being made right there? Or are they actually processing Visine in the same place that they're making all that?
I think somebody dropped it in.
Yeah, I think somebody had like a little milk carton in a Lunchable, and they're standing up on the top of the thing.
Definitely.
And then they're just drinking that, and it fell in.
Yeah. Could you imagine that? You put that in your eye. You're like, I can't see. It's all cloudy and
milky,
stuff.
It's right.
Milk. Yeah.
It's coming out milky. Like, oh, no, something's wrong with my eye. It looks like milk is coming out of it.
Smelling like rotten milk.
Oh, dude, that would be the worst.
Yes.
You think somebody got fired over that?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, because that's a mistake where they're not bottling milk in the same place that they're making eye drops.
You can't explain
They're just
that.
Not. So, in other words, somebody probably dropped their milk in there, and then they informed people, like, at the end of their shift.
Or
like
after someone later. Put it in their eye. And
or they were just checking security
so they
cameras,
finally got
and
caught.
They saw it fall in there. Like, hey, Karen, do you sure you didn't drop your milk into the vat of Visine? Oh, well, why? What do you mean? Like, we have you on video, actually. We noticed
it. I was really hoping you guys would get one of these.
None. Right. Big goose
How
egg so far.
How about this one? 5 cheese stuffed shells.
Plastic. That sounds like a plastic thing.
Like string or fiber or something.
Listeria.
Smallpox, actually.
Okay, what is this one? Upspring Baby Iron Immunity Dietary Supplement.
Okay, so one more time.
Upspring Baby Iron and Immunity Dietary Supplement.
I'm going to go with tree nuts. It seems to be a pretty good milk or tree nuts, but I'm going with tree nuts.
I have
bleach.
No idea.
Right.
Pat, you have got that one because it is milk.
Shut up! Yep. Is it really? How is milk getting an iron supplement?
It's probably the exact same factory.
Apparently, the farmers are much more into everything else. Apparently, they're dairy farmers. They make Visine, and they make baby medicine, too. Formulas.
Yes.
It doesn't seem right to me.
Yogurt pretzels made by 7-Eleven from the 7 Select line.
Rubber.
That's a really good guess.
Yeah, I would say rubber. Rubber or plastic and wood are always good in these.
I'm clueless right now. I cannot think about any.
Undeclared peanuts.
Undeclared? How does
peanuts
it...
Peanuts again. It's either peanuts or trees. It's
or milk.
Or milk. We've learned milk, wood, rubber, and tree nuts are in everything accidentally.
Imitation crab supreme.
Oh, because imitation crab, we all know, is the hot dog of the sea.
Yeah, it's like
it's
fish,
not crab.
Fish particles
and leftovers of after all day long they've been like cleaning fish out in their factory.
Chicken.
And then they squish it all together and then they call that crab.
You would be lucky to get chicken in imitation crab.
Absolutely. It's the hot dog of the sea, so I'm going to say there's going to be metal shavings in there.
Oh, that was a solid guess.
Because they're going to be on that big prep table with all those knives, and they just scoop all that
scraping
shit together.
Scraping it up,
I already guessed.
What did you say?
The chicken.
Oh, the chicken. Okay.
Yeah, right, because if there's milk in half the other shit, why not chicken be in the imitation crab?
Once again, it is egg white.
Egg whites.
Eggs in your imitation crab.
Is that part of the recipe, you would think? Apparently it's not if they're recalling it, right?
Imitation crab is like that. It shouldn't have egg.
No, it should be stuck together just because it's all it's squished like together.
It's crab, yeah.
It's not crab. It's everything else that they call crab.
Okay. Like a little bit of the white part.
It's not
of the
bad.
Egg.
It's still good, though. But so eggs are in there somehow.
I'm having faith in you guys to get this
We're
one.
So far sitting on a big old goose egg. Well, no, I got a half point.
But you could say anything for an answer.
Yeah, okay. That's the whole point. You never know what's going to be in there.
Citrus punch.
Mmm. All right, so I'm going to go with wheat, maybe gluten again.
Should I go with the popular answer?
Tree nuts?
Could go with milk, maybe.
Oh, my God, Zach got it. There's milk in the citrus punch.
There's right. milk everywhere.
All right, one more, guys. This one.
Oh, he's up to on 0.5 points
yep,
on me
so
right now.
This is your chance to come back, Pat. This is it. Do or die right here.
All right. Do you feel the pressure, Zach? I do. You shouldn't.
Going down.
Robitussin. Cough and cold products.
Plastic. It's always my go-to one, but there's always plastic that falls in those things.
Rubbing alcohol.
Ooh.
It's totally different.
It's milk again, isn't it?
Measurements on the dosing cups are incorrect.
Oh,
so they're giving
you had
people
one
three
job.
Times the dose.
You had triple one dose. Job. They'd be all robo-tripping everywhere. I've heard about stories about that and on old rap songs about tripping on Tussin.
Well, that's not because the recall.
No, but this but, one would be.
But they cannot, yes.
Like doing
yes.
shots, basically. Doing right. shots.
I don't know. They just put this bucket on top of there. No one ever seemed to notice it. They just figured it went off with the Robitussin.
I always do the top line.
It's a pint
sure.
glass that they put on top of the whole bottle.
Oh, my God. So.
Looks like
Zach won.
Only I got one answer.
One right. answer.
That was really hard, though, wasn't it?
That was.
It could be anything, and
it was the milk.
I picked the hard ones. Yeah, you came through with the milk.
There's a lot of common denominators when things are in processing plants, though. Mm-hmm. It's usually rubber, wood, metal shards, plastic. Apparently, milk, tree nuts. And what else was a popular one we had in here? Or was that all?
I think that's pretty much it.
Milk, trees, and peanuts.
Yeah. And
rubber, glass. There was a couple things that were screws and things, too.
That is super weird to have the milk in the fruit punch.
There's milk in a lot of Very other things strange. Accidentally that was always weird.
Very bizarre. All right, Pat, you want to take us out?
All right, that is all the time that we have here for this week. If you're bored enough, you can always follow us on Twitter or Instagram at Filth from the 80s. You can drop us a line at productsofpublicschool@gmail.com. For Zach, Karma, and myself, we apologize for everything, right. and
we're
we will
so
see you
sorry, guys.
Next week.
Oh my God, we're Peace. Sorry. I like how you said see you later.